T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Look, for this movie to really make money, we need to make sure it clears the Chinese censors, you know? We want those Chinese viewers.
Aw, seriously?
Oh, it's okay. There's plenty of other things to talk about with your story. How about, what kind of things were you into when you were younger?
Well, I always liked Winnie the Pooh.
Okay, no, that's definitely off limits. Winnie the Pooh is illegal in China because some Chinese students said he looked like the Chinese president.
Oh, come on, that's ridiculous.
Hey, you want to move away from your family, right? You want to be successful on your own, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, you know what they say. You gotta lower your ideals of freedom if you want to suck on the warm teat of China.
Well, now, that's South Park. They kind of let the Chinese have it. But the truth is a lot of American businesses won't be that blunt. They just want the money that comes from a billion people on the other side of the planet. Ryan Young is a regulatory studies fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Really is interesting how this is coming to a head, Ryan. I've watched it kind of bubble up on a couple of different occasions with film studios that I used to work with who wanted desperately to make sure their movies were distributed in China. And, you know, they had to cut things, cast certain people, not include certain elements if they wanted those movies to screen in China. Now we're seeing it much broader, huh?
We are. And the trouble is that there's such a fine line to walk. The South Park guys are principled, and I admire them for taking a stand. Not only that, but for making people laugh while they do it.
Right.
There's a similar controversy with the NBA going on, particularly with the Houston Rockets, because their owner took a, or was it their owner or their GM, who took a very principled stand, just like the South Park guys
did. GM, yeah.
And, of course, basketball is essentially China's national sport. It's bigger than baseball or football is here. It's bigger than soccer is in most countries. And in a way, it almost reminds me of ping pong diplomacy under Richard Nixon, except that this isn't forced. It's organic and it's more widespread. It's more than something being put on for a show. People just love basketball, and it's creating all kinds of organic cultural and economic exchange.
You know, Americans just aren't used to this. The general manager of the Rockets, his tweet was, it was strong, but it was relatively basic, you know, supporting the freedom protesters in Hong Kong. And I think it's a wake-up call for a lot of Americans to realize the Chinese are just calibrated differently. They will tolerate no dissent, and they'll punish you if you cross that line. Something we're, you know, here we are arguing over whether we're going to eat in certain chicken places or buy, you know, athletic clothes at certain sports stores, and whether to go to Walmart and stuff like that. That's just not the way things work over there.
Well, that's just Chinese. That's just China's government. People over here with their controversies over chicken sandwiches and athletic shoes, which is dumb. That's from ordinary people like you and me. In China, the touchiness is from the government, which frankly is a sign of weakness. They're scared, but of what? Basketball poses no threat to their government's toppling. It's just a sign of touchiness and weakness and oversensitivity on their part. And eventually that's going to hurt them much more than it's going to help them. Because nobody is trying to overthrow President Xi Jinping, and insensitivity over the Winnie the Pooh issue is just another example of that. It doesn't make sense.
And don't you think if we had one of their spokespeople on the air that they would say, we don't tolerate any deviation from the language that is affirming of the government, because with such a large population, the second we allow that, the second we emulate free speech as we know it in the United States, the social order is completely disrupted in China. And so much of their society is built on that social order and that, you know, discipline. It's a different world, the way people go about their daily life compared to, you know, the tussle and the the hard knocks life, the scrapping that happens in the United States?
Well, that's not really the case. Again, there's a big difference between the Beijing elites and what's going on in the rest of the country. What most Chinese people do isn't the same, isn't that much different from what people across the world do. They get up in the morning, they go to work, they spend time with their families. It's only in Beijing where they want to have strictures on what people can say or what people can think. And ultimately, it doesn't work, because when you clamp down on things like that, all you do is create black markets and more subversion. It's like pushing down on a balloon. The amount of air doesn't change. You just move it around to different places. In this case, it might go against Beijing's own interests by pushing it to places where they can't keep as close an eye on it.
Well, they've done a pretty good job of clamping down on it. I mean, after Tiananmen Square, when I was in Beijing, you even mentioned Tiananmen Square, and everyone you're around runs the other direction because they're so afraid that somehow they'll get scooped up. And the same thing in the little towns outside of Beijing. Now, I mean, granted, that's a business person slash tourist perspective, but I mean, the government has been pretty effective at saying there are dire consequences for you as an average citizen should we hear you saying anything that we don't approve of.
And yet people cross the great firewall of the Chinese internet every day. And not only that, but it has the lure of forbidden fruit, which makes it all the more stronger.
Mm-hmm. Is there a danger domestically for American businesses ceding control to a foreign country, for Google voluntarily saying, yes, we will strip out certain searches because the government doesn't like it, or no, we won't cast certain actors or actresses in a film, we won't explore certain narratives because we're trying to appease the government? Does that have a domestic concern, you think?
It makes them less worthy of respect. And it can also hurt the quality of their product. But ultimately, in the long run, I think it's a bad decision to kowtow, not just because we're Americans, we don't bow down to tyrants, but also because China, if it's going to continue to grow rich, they can't keep being repressive. Unfree countries simply do not become rich. And as China continues to grow, they're going to have a bit of a crossroads coming up. They can either continue to grow by becoming free, or if Beijing wants to stay as censoring and repressive as they are, then China's going to stay poor and it's not going to be as big a player on the world stage as it is.
So that's your prediction, is that they will have to loosen the controls in order to keep growing, that they won't be able, because they balanced it pretty well right now. It's a communist government, and yet it's a bastardized version of capitalism that they're indulging in and benefiting from right now.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have solid respect for economic issues like property rights. That's going to stunt investment and growth. And on the cultural end, they don't have much in the way of a culture of innovation or a solid educational system that respects differing opinions and different ideas. And that's why you have so few homegrown brands in China. You have Lenovo and you have Alibaba, and that's about it on the world stage.
Yeah.
That's really going to hurt them in the long run unless they liberalize both culturally and economically. And this basketball diplomacy and South Park diplomacy is another example of that.
Yeah. And maybe our guys need to push back a little bit. And Ryan, I appreciate it. Ryan Young, Regulatory Studies Fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Really appreciate it. Thank you. We're back with more here on News Radio WRVA in a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.